Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
It's the Morning Shag run back for you, Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2020.
Just the boys on deck today, and what a great show we had, man. Pumped, full of energy, and you know what? Got a bit out the gate in some parts. A bit too early out the gate, yeah. You know?
But hey, it is what it is.
Played Draft Punks. And you know what? We got a bit out the gate talking about Spin the Bottle. The theme was, board games. Yeah, and you can check out our teams later on when you listen to the show and that. But some of the board games we weren't able to mention, bro.
You said Twister, and I thought you were going to say Spin the Bottle.
And then I said Strip Poker.
Yeah, then I was going to say Hide the Sausage. But then I couldn't say Hide the Sausage. I wanted to say hide that.
What board game is that?
Hide that sausage. When I get bored, I hide it. Hide it in my hand.
Another board game I like to play is The Chase. You're down an alleyway and I'm following you home.
Shut up. Shit. We're going to hell.
Oh, man. We were talking about the worst things teachers have done and said to you, you know, on the way up as you're growing up. Bro, what are some of the ones that you couldn't say on air?
Fuck, bro. I've heard, like, teachers swearing. I've heard, like, you fucking little shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, damn. Really angry.
Damn.
I was like, damn, this kid is not that bad.
Freaking hell, man. That's, I haven't had a teacher swear at me. I mentioned this on the show as well, but I did have a teacher throw a stool at me, who's my science teacher. And, man, I think I just pressed this button a bit too much, man. I was a bit of an annoying cunt, like, back in the days.
Back in the day, you still are.
Even to this day, probably. I was a bit of an annoying kid. And, like, looking back, I'm like, far out, man. I could have... You know, now knowing, like, what adulthood is like and what you don't, like, the last thing you need is a kid just fucking pushing your buttons.
Bro, you think about it. If you have a bad day.
I know,
you have
man.
A bad day and then you got to come and some little shit's going to go, hey, you fucking, start swearing at you and stuff.
Or even just, like, not listening. Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, man, I wish I could have been a better kid. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to implement that into my own kid.
And your kids are amazing. What are you talking about?
No.
Your kids are so nice.
No. Not their oldest boy. You know, we talk about this on the show as well. Allowances.
Shut up with you, that, eh? Your boy is amazing.
He's too entitled. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Shut up again.
I told him, you know, this was one thing I said. I said, hey, I bought him a bike. I said, hey, you got to pay that off. I said, how much was this bike? I said, it's $200. He goes, oh, what do I got to do? I said, you got to mow the lawn 4 times.
You're such an asshole.
And then, this is the funny thing is he hasn't kept counting. He's already paid it off. But he goes, how many have I got left to do? I said, you got another 2 more times.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
That's
you
the
are.
Interest, man. You know, the boy's got to learn about interest in the big bad world.
It's a teachable moment, right?
Yeah, gosh. But yes, have a great show. It's a bang over one to definitely tune into that one.
If you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tamaki Makaurau. Everywhere else, it's iHeartRadio, baby. And on pmn.co.nz. We'll catch you guys tomorrow, eh?
The Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and Gabby.
What up?
My favorite day to me.
Why? What makes it so special?
It's a humpity hump day.
It's the Morning Shack. Good morning, everybody, for Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2020.
You know, we're at the peak of the week, and we're about to roll down straight to the weekend. I'm going to do it all over again, man.
Oh, shoosh. Let's get it. I hope everybody's feeling good for this Wednesday. And none other than the Morning Shack, and we want to just reintroduce ourselves. Let him know, Reeks.
Let's go. I got by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood. Reeks, let's steal the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby. Give it a little.
It's your nana's ex-boyfriend,
She's all good, but she wants to know when you pick her up for Polyfest today.
Sorry, Nancy, you're not coming to Polyfest. No,
please.
Not at all.
I wanna see some.
You're in a part of the Fear Fear night.
Oh.
It's the Big Toke, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new way in Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Quagmire, baby. Let's googity googity get it. Who the hell are you, bro?
They They call me Young Peter Pit, baby, aka Gladdy Wap, aka Tim Foyle Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy, Tui, Fossa, Scoot. Young Dowsome, baby, I spit hot for you.
Yogurt Flame.
Perfect. Timmy, I'll fuck up pulling up a 40 with your shorty and the goodness of the goon scroll.
Hey, you girl. It's getting colder and colder and colder. I had to have a hot shower, and I was late because I was busy mucking around in there.
You say that all the time.
I was in there for way too long.
You say, oh, man, I was late because I had a hot shower.
I was in there for 15 minutes, Tim.
Where were you doing?
Trying to scrub my back. Trying to scrub my damn back.
Exfoliate my skin.
It's not enough, though. I need something else to heat me on up, man. What we got for today's hot
seat? We got some Craig David, brother. Oh. We got some Craig David on the radio.
Oh, damn.
So, hey.
Hey, I love the song.
Hit me in the fields right now.
Oh, damn. Hey.
This goes out to all the lucky ladies out there that I've walked away from.
Oh, damn.
You're lucky.
Jobs. All the jobs I walked away from.
Yeah.
I'm walking away from the troubles in my life. I'm walking away. Find a better day.
I'm walking away.
Ooh, oh, the troubles in my life. I'm walking away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, to find a better day.
I'm walking away.
Sometimes some people get me wrong. Whether something I said or done. Sometimes you feel that's why you turn and run.
Hey,
I'm trying to realize some people don't want to compromise. Well, I saw it with my own eyes, spreading those lies. And I don't want to live a lie. Too many sleepless nights, I bet you didn't find. I'm sorry to say, lady,
I'm walking away.
I'm walking away.
Good morning, everybody.
Ooh-wee.
And about this time of the day, excuse me, we like to catch on up and see what we got up to after work. Now, I had a bit of a laxy day, okay? Caught up with one of my bros briefly, and then after that I went and what did I watched something. I've been watching Monk.
Oh,
that old school.
Wow, what the TV. Dude that does, like, he's like a psychologist.
Yeah,
guy.
He's got like OCD.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, and oh man, that is gonna be one of the trashiest series of all time. I can't believe I watched it.
How many episodes?
I'm like three episodes deep, and my kids love it.
Oh, like, that's cool that you watch something for them.
Oh, it's annoying. But anyways, that was pretty much me. Did some more bum boy admin work. And yeah, pretty much that was it. Oh. That was it, man. Laxed out. Watched some YouTube with the boys and keeping me up to date with Mr. Beast.
Man, that dude is crazy good, eh? I learned so much from that guy.
Man, that guy is next level, man. Yeah. The kids will keep telling me, oh, yeah, and this blah, blah, blah is going on with this guy, and this guy's got the most YouTube subscribers. Oh, my gosh.
It's too much to keep up with.
It's way too much, man.
These damn kids. It's too much.
Too much, you damn kids.
Yeah.
That was pretty much me, bro. What about you?
Man, last night I was very, very fortunate to go to this KFC event.
Talk to me.
So what they did was they kind of made it like high dining. Like they made KFC, but they made it... like little foods, but heaps of them.
Made it gourmet.
Gourmet. So yeah, it wasn't that great.
Oh damn! What the hell?
I love KFC, but what did they know about gourmet foods?
Just keep to what you know.
Yeah.
Because you know what? That's good in itself, yeah. Right?
So they tried to like. Yeah, they tried to make it all like,
bougie,
and then it's funny, yeah, like there was a because Mallow Downs was there. Shout out to Mallow Downs.
Shout out to Mallow.
So the chef would come in and explain what everything happened.
Yeah,
and he kept walking up and down the room and talking.
Mm.
And man, it was funny. It was just funny. Every time I looked at Mallow and we looked back and we just cracked up. Like I was like, bro, just stand in one place and talk to us, bro.
Come on, man.
He was like, oh, like putting on a big.
This ain't my kitchen rules, mate.
Yeah, man, just sit there. Tell us exactly that it's written on the menu. And yeah, but no, it was all right. It was a good experience.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, but man.
You could do something better at home, probably.
And then I was like, I'm going to soft serve after this.
I'm going to the real KFC, that's all.
That's just down the road.
Yeah. We're getting into some allowance talk right now, okay? My kid, he's the oldest right now. His name's Isaac. And he's been strutting around, acting pretty tough these days, man.
To you?
Yeah, he's been walking around.
Puffing his chest out,
acting like the big dog of the house. I said, what's going on with you? And he's like, you know what, man? I'm getting older, Dad. I think it's time for me to get an allowance. So what the hell? Just go look in your room, man.
Yeah.
Is that enough? Is that not enough? Dad, come on, man.
This roof is an allowance for you.
I said, come on, man. Turn that power on. Yep. What do you reckon? Go look in the fridge. Is that all right?
Oh.
I said, come on, man. I'm getting older, Dad. There's some things that I want to buy. Like what? Vapes. No, he didn't say that. I'm sick of sharing with you, Dad.
Oh, shut up, Megan.
I'm sick of sharing with you, Dad. You got germs.
I can do better tricks than you, Dad. I can do better for tornadoes than you, Dad. Watch this.
So you're only 14, all right?
Yeah.
Two more years. Oh. We'll stop sharing. But he's getting older. I come to realize, the boy's getting older and he probably, he wants to have his own money. He wants to earn his own money. And then I still haven't figured out what's the appropriate number I should be giving him. Because, this is my first time around the ways, you know?
Yeah.
As I'm trying to find the appropriate number and also I'm trying to find the appropriate jobs that match earning an allowance. I never got an allowance when I was younger, so I can't really relate. I cleaned a few cars for my aunties here and there once a week, but that was nothing in comparison to like having a full on allowance. And I'm coming to the station and to our Morning Shack listeners with a bit of a problem. Okay, my son, he's turning 14 this year, man, and he's saying, you know what, Dad, I think it's time I earned a little bit of cash, moolah, just to spend on myself and I want to work for it as well. I said, shut the hell up. All right, you work for free, okay? That's all you're getting. But no, it got me thinking, okay? I wanted to know, what's the appropriate amount for a 14-year-old to get an allowance and what's the jobs that should match? I'm looking to put my investment up and I'm looking for a little bit of return.
First and foremost, Regan, you're probably the worst to ever age talk like this. I've seen what you spend your money on, okay? Man. I've seen how many vapes are on the bottom of your...
Shut the hell up.
Hey, don't ever interrupt me when I'm speaking the truth, okay?
Go.
How many times have I gone into your car and Nangs are on the ground? How many times did I have to clear all of that rubbish out the back of your car?
Damn.
All of those Coke Zero bottles. That was me. All those Powerade bottles. Anyway.
Hey, it's not about us. It's about this damn boy.
I'm going to put you on game right now.
Okay, tell me.
I'm going to put everybody here on game.
Talk to me.
I'm going to drop a gem on you, okay? Mm. There's a website. It's called Banker.
Banker.
But it's got a Q in it. It's Banker.
Okay.
Okay, you sign up.
Yeah.
And then it teaches your kids how to use money properly.
You
can use real money. You can use fake. Most of the time, you use the fake money.
Okay.
You need to put them on that. You need to go. You need to finish these courses.
Yes.
So you understand money.
There's a little bit more to it before you come to Daddy's bank account.
Yeah. And then every day, every week, you need to show me what you've been doing on the banker.
Yep.
And then I put your money in there.
We get some negotiations going from there.
You learn about like income. You learn about expenses and banking. You also learn about, bro, you learn about term deposits, brother.
You know what?
Interest on savings and compound interest. That's what I'm saying to you, my bro.
All right.
This is what I do with my kids.
I give
the money, but I put it in their Sharesies account.
All right. Where do you want your money to go?
And they can choose where it goes.
Oh, there was a decrease on that one, Lego.
And then they're learning about it.
That's pretty good.
And then whatever money they get back, then they can spend that.
Damn. Okay. There's a few options here.
You know what I mean? I've done my mahi on this.
That's
one.
You know what? I might just get them to do a course before he even starts getting some money.
Get them on this banker course.
Because you got to study before you get.
And
get a job.
It's free.
Ah.
It's free. Here we go. I'll put it up on the screen. Boom, boom, bam.
There we go.
Banker. And it looks like when you get in there, and by the way, this is not a
paid ad
at all, but when you go in there, it looks like a bank account. Like, it all looks like a bank account. And then they go
this
on.
Could be something that my boy needs to understand before.
And it's got all the resources
money.
There too, bro, so you can learn too. But yeah, banker. BANQER.co. Not NZ, just .co.
Very nice. Well, we're wrapping up this conversation about allowances and kids, okay? What is the appropriate amount of allowance a kid should be getting? And what are some jobs that kind of match the work that they'll be putting in, okay? I got a few texts here. Someone said, I give my kids $10 a week for small chores. Well, $10 a week is not bad. But how old are they? That's the thing, because what can you do with $10 these days?
Not much, eh?
Depending if they're all right.
The Hall of Famer, triple threes.
What's he
come on through. He said $14 for his age and goes up $1 each year for daily chores.
That's pretty good. Yeah. See what I mean? You get a raise every single year.
Man, sheesh, that's tough.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good around my household.
Is that the usual thing? You know, you get a raise every year? No?
Supposed to.
Oh, wow.
Well, from my experiences.
Shout out to triple threes, man. Hey, business savvy.
Very good, very good. And last one to wrap everything on up. My son gets $50 a month to do the lawns and also $30 for washing the car.
Yeah.
You know what? That's pretty good. He's making $80 a month.
Yeah.
That's heaps. What, that's like over $20 a week.
I want to give a shout out also to the bro. What's the bro's name that does the bookmarks?
Marcius.
Oh.
Yes, I got a few bookmarks at home.
That man. One.
But yes. That guy's been hustling as well. Maybe that's another thing. Maybe you just need to go out and make start hustling it.
Maybe instead of
things.
You know, giving him a fish, bro, you got to teach him how to fish.
All right. This is how you're going
to make your content right now.
You're going to rent my lawnmower off me. And you're going to go and mow everyone's lawns around the street.
Oh, see?
There you go.
Look at that, eh? Thank you.
Thank you very much for everyone for texting on through. I might take some of this advice on board.
The Morning Shack presents Draft Punks.
It's Draft Punks, baby. We're trying to assemble the best team of three. Today it is all about board games. You know what? We're showing our age right now. This was before apps. We had to hang around with the whānau.
Yeah.
Hang around with the Iinga. And say, hey, you want to play a little game? Board game night? It doesn't happen anymore like that. We're playing Xbox.
Yeah, we're jumping in. Where are we dropping?
All right. Well, you know what? Last week, Timmy took away the title once again. You're up two, bro.
Oh, wow. That's a first.
That is a first. You're lucky.
Okay.
So you get to take the floor and kick things off for us, Ma, bro.
I'm going first. Since I won, don't you go first?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. See, man, I'm fair like that.
You're lucky you almost played me.
I know. But hey, I could never play you, brother.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. I've gone off a classic. Only masterminds can you be playing this game, bro. And that's what I've been playing a very, very long time ago. A lot of these haters be playing checkers. But I'm out here playing chess, baby.
Yes, sir.
Long game, team.
One of the oldest games around, too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the, yeah, man.
1475.
Oh, shit.
The year 1475. Thank you.
I've actually got updated back to 600 AD, bro.
Wow.
And people started playing that. They're playing it off rocks. Just throwing it at each other. Okay, since it's my go, I'm going to go, and we're talking about classics. I'm going to go with another classic. Mm. 275 million copies of this have been sold.
Yeah.
I'm going with none other than the main reason for people's divorces. Go for Monopoly.
Monopoly. All right, good choice, okay. Okay, right. Back on me.
No, it's not. It's back on me.
Damn it.
You try to play me. I was good with you.
Damn.
Okay, here we go. I am going to go with another classic.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go with the old Connect 4.
Connect 4. Is that a board game?
What?
It comes in upwards.
Oh, you better shush your mouth.
It's upwards, man.
It's not. No. We'll be so limited if we just go the ones that are on a board. Do you want me to change my one?
Nah, you know what? You have your stink game.
Yeah, you shush your mouth.
You have your stink game, okay? I'm going with more of a, like a... I've seen a lot of people playing this game lately. Oh, no. I've changed it. I've changed it just recently. You know what? I'm going to change my pick, okay? I'm going to go down your alley as well. 150 million sold. We're talking Scrabble. We'll go Scrabble.
Okay. Easy, easy.
Scrap Punks, baby. You know how it goes. We're assembling the best team of four today. It is all about the board games, okay? Trying our ages a little bit too much here.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do, man. Time for board game night. Okay. Who wants to play some Monopoly or Candyland?
Here we go. Okay. So, my team, so far, my team of two, we're going four today. But my team of two is the Monopoly and also Connect Four.
I've got chess and Scrabble in the mix as well.
It's time for you to kick it off for our next two rounds, Alex.
Okay, well, you know what? I have decided that because you were able to go with Connect Four, I am going to go with none other than Bop It. One each, all right? I got Bop It on mine.
You done stuffed up. You have stuffed up.
Damn.
Right there. That is the moment that you lost this game.
Sure, okay? I did.
That is it.
The people decide, not you.
Okay, for my third pick for Draft Punks, I am going to go with Jenga. You think you... Hey, I'm going with Jenga.
Damn.
You get the blocks, you pull them out. Hey, it's an international game. Anybody can play it. You can pick up and play. There's no, like, hearty rules with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to...
No, it's my turn.
Damn it.
Yeah, you stop. Stop it. Stop.
Damn.
Okay, for my last pick of Draft Punks for today, I'm going to go with a bit of a new school one. I'm going to go with the Settlers of Catan. One of the most popular games out there at the moment. Don't laugh at me. 32 million copies have been sold.
Nerdy. It's you a little nerds. You little dweebs.
Shush your mouth. Okay, I've got a good selection.
You little losers.
Okay, your last pick.
All right, you know what? I've decided you changed my mind. You know, as soon as you chucked in that, what was the other one you put in there?
Jenga.
As soon as you put in Jenga, I was like, you know what? I need to bounce back with something else. I have gone with none other than one of the most flirtatious games in the making of all time, okay? Been at many, many parties. Probably even, you know, arranged a few hookups now and there. But I have gone with none other than the old game, Twister. Oh. What were you thinking?
Spin the bottle.
Oh, damn.
That's how I guess how I got my first pass. Spin that bottle, girl. Ooh.
Shrapuka? What? Oh. Sorry? All guys on the table. All right, let's go for our team one last time.
I have something right on the tip of my tongue I want to say, but...
On my team, I've got chess, Scrabble, Bop It, and Twister. And who have you got in your team?
I've not got you anymore.
Hurry up.
Okay, I got Monopoly and then Connect Four. Then I got Jenga and Catan.
Draft Punks, you know how it goes, man. It is time for some honorable mentions. Today's theme was all about board games, some of the best ones of all time. We just wrapped up our teams. Now it's time to head over to the text line.
Good old snakes and ladders is what Eli said.
You know what, Eli? I missed out on that one. Damn.
Yeah.
That was good. It's a classic, that was good. Man. Damn. Someone also texted on through. Lost me a Twister. Straight jail time. Yeah. Hand on red. Feet on green.
Hand on pink.
I mean, Mully on white. What?
The other one is Ludo. Someone said Ludo.
Ludo.
I know Cluedo.
Maybe that is it. Cluedo.
No. There's a game called Ludo. Yeah, it comes in a green box.
Ludicrous.
Ludo.
Someone also texted on through Articulate. Now, this game I have seen going around everywhere. Yeah. Well, how does that game get played? I don't know.
You have to...
Categories or something like that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what game me and Regan are very good at. Is the newlywed game, bro. Remember?
Which one is that?
When someone gives a thing and you have to guess.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Riggs, nothing.
Too easy, man. We'll smoke anybody.
You want to come? You want to come for the champs? Let's go. Another one that we had in here. What's this? I can't read that one. What does that one say?
Cluedo.
Cluedo. Is that it? Cluedo.
That might be it.
Okay. Well, I had no Cluedo. I had no Cluedo.
Had no Cluedo, yeah. Bro. Hell, this is one that we forgot that someone just texted on to as well. Dungeons and Dragons. Oh. How the hell are we...
Me and Regan actually played that. It was actually really fun.
I'm actually pretty good at it, too.
Yeah, you're very good at it, actually. You're better than me at it.
If anybody wants us to join up on clan up with you guys, man, I am a level 4 orc at the moment. If you guys want to play...
No, he's just awkward. He's not an orc. He's just awkward.
Auckland, though, is what I mean.
He's awkward to be around. Is what Auckland, we're trying to say.
I hope you got your milk ready, because it's time for some morning tea. And so, as I was saying earlier, you might be looking for a bit of a flatmate, eh? Well, guess what? If you're living in Tauranga or planning to move to Tauranga, you might want to flat in with a guy named John. Okay?
Old John, eh?
The old John's looking for a flatmate at the moment. He's 82 years old.
Look, yeah.
He says he's pretty easygoing. Okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
He's a lifetime member of the Coast Guard. Spent his younger days, you know.
Must be fit.
On the beach.
Must
you
be
know?
Fit. Yeah, you know, follow. Yeah, yeah.
His
yeah.
hobbies include keeping fit and healthy.
Hey, that's a great way. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Every day at 6 a.m., he's at the Bay Wave Aquatic and Leisure Centre.
That's great. You know, like getting fit, getting healthy.
He's
yeah.
into that. He never misses his British trivia game show, The Chase, on TV.
I love The Chase.
You two could be, you know, kicking it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
After work, you know.
Man, I'm keen. I want to move in with this guy.
Got your snacks, and you both are like, oh, yeah. I know that one. Ooh. It's A, it's B.
What about it? What else has he got?
Also, you know, there's one rule that he has.
Yeah.
His housework. He's got to get it done, okay? Yeah. He lives on his own.
Yeah.
And, it gets a bit messy sometimes.
You got to clean it up.
You got to help out sometimes, all right?
It's your house, yeah, I get it.
Here's the price, though. $530 a week in rent for a two-bedroom unit close to Bayfair Shopping Centre. Not too bad.
Sheesh.
Not too bad considering the other prices, okay? But I wanted to know, what are you looking for in a flatmate, okay? If it's not bunking up with John, then what does your ideal flatmate look like?
I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to say something like, but you know, something out the gate right there.
No.
He's just a nice dude.
He's just a nice guy, okay. Man. Good old Johnny.
How much has he paid you to get on the radio and push this thing right here?
No, he's paid me absolutely nothing. All right. John, I'm expecting some money out of your pension. All right, bro? I'm helping you out. I'm talking about the one you want right now. What's that flatmate that you're looking for in particular? You know, what are those special indicators about, you know, that you want if you were going to be looking for a flatmate? Okay, we're talking about John right here. He's in Tauranga right now. He's looking for somebody to, you know, come kick it with him. He enjoys the chase. He enjoys going and keeping fit at the gym as well. He's saying, you know what, you can get the larger bedroom in the two-bedroom unit. And sorry, it's actually 530 split down the middle. That's pretty good. He's looking for somebody younger than himself, but not too young.
Looking for a girlfriend.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
That wasn't what it said in there, right, John? Okay.
Sorry, John.
John's paid me good money.
Sorry, John.
To promote him. Okay, but it got me thinking, what are some characteristics, some traits about a flatmate that you'd want? What's your ideal flatmate look like? What do they do?
Must walk around with no shoes on. Must... What?
Why? And socks on?
No socks.
Oh,
absolutely no socks. I must see toe.
Oh, damn.
Every morning. Oh. When I wake up, if I don't see toe, you gots to go.
You gots to go.
If I ain't see no toe, she got to go.
She got order the tow truck.
Yeah.
Where's Boomer with the tow
you
truck,
you better go
baby.
Back to Toe Paul, baby. You ain't in... I know we in Tauranga. But we hate you. I'm going to send you out to...
Hey, this is Toe Paul.
Oh, Tauranga.
Damn, bro. Heading over to the text line, someone said, no females, my wife will lose it. Very true.
I like that.
Very true. Someone said, I must have good hygiene and no leaving your undies on the shower.
That's a... Nah, I'm pro.
That means no Pacific Islanders.
Hey, if it was me, I'm pro that. You leave those undies. You leave them and you leave them for everyone to see.
You want to see John's undies, eh?
Yeah, John, let me have a look. Let me have a look what you got under there. Okay. Now, a lot of people that, you know, if you tune in regularly, you know my background. I used to be a teacher.
Used to be a teacher. No, you still are a teacher.
I'm teaching.
You're teaching the way.
Every damn day.
Every single day.
Okay, but here's the thing, right, is that teaching comes with a responsibility. And then when you're at school, I know going back at school, you always remember those times when a teacher would have done something or said something they were not supposed to say or do.
Yeah, it just sticks off you, eh? And you know what? You probably remember the worst things about your teachers than you remember the good things about your teachers.
I thought about this because I saw some kickboxing fights going on. But I remember at my school, there was a kickboxing fight between a teacher and a student.
What the hell, man?
It was in the gym, and they set up a ring, and all the kids could come and watch Mr. Martin have a fight with one of the year 13s.
This is a grown man, adult.
And it was good to see because, hey, he held his own.
Who? The kid?
The kid did.
Damn.
So, yeah, but there is other things that they've either said or they've done or something like that that need to get sorted, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now teachers, my teacher brethren out there, you know, I'm not here to throw you under the bus, but sometimes you get away with saying the most outlandish things.
Whom?
Just some teachers.
Yeah.
Sometimes you let your emotions get the best of you. But I want to know, in your time at school or around school, as a student, what was one of the worst things that a teacher either did or said towards somebody else?
My teacher, man, said one of the most saddest things to me, man. And you know what? They were right. You, the only thing you will ever amount to be is a radio announcer. I said, man.
That would have cut you deep.
How dare you say that to me, man? Because you know what? I kept that with me, and now look where I am.
Words become real.
Gosh, man.
Words become real, man.
That's a hard life, man. I wanted to be an astronaut, but you planted that in my brain.
Yeah, nah, stuff
that. Now look at me. I'm just a radio announcer.
Man.
Gosh.
Being in a teaching background, like, I have heard some stories.
Bruh.
I've heard some stories.
What's the worst one?
Oh, man, I can't actually say the worst one on air.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll save that one for the potty.
Yeah. But,
one time...
I've had to break his wrist one time because a teacher was like, you come with me, and grabbed his wrist and broke it.
Wow.
And that teacher was me. Nah, that wasn't me.
Whoa.
I was like, you get here. No, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, you know, a teacher tried to throw a chair at me.
Yeah?
Back in high school.
I've had a dictionary thrown at me.
It was my favorite teacher, too.
Yeah, same, it was me.
I think I just pushed the limits a bit too far.
Okay, we had a text line. One, here's something that one of my teachers would always say yucky things about another teacher to me. And I had to take out a word and put yucky in there.
Dang, that's harsh.
I'm gonna be like, oh, look at Miss Parker.
Dang.
Miss Parker.
There's someone else who takes them through. One of the teachers used to talk flirty to me. Are you sure? Sorry if whoever that was, it takes on through. Sorry.